if you think meditation is too weird, then that's fine. Prayer is the same thing. If you pray in a way of being open and giving love out, that will come back, because what we think, actually our cells feel, and what we say, our cells hear.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. I've brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted.
Thank you for joining us here on the Autoimmune Hour with Sharon Saylor. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune and Life Interrupted Radio. Now, we don't want you to worry about taking too many notes, so you can join the Autoimmune Hour's Courage Club, and we'll send you the transcripts and show notes from every episode. Sign up now at understandingautoimmune.com. Now, back to your host, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and as always, it's my pleasure to be with you here again on another exciting episode. And I know I've mentioned this before, but it's so interesting to me how the community continues to build and build and build. And I am meeting the most awesome people, you thrivers, part of the Courage Club for sure, as well as just the most amazing people that can help us, guide us on our healing journey, our healing path. And that's what I've got today. This was just sort of one of those things that happened, and it seemed so right. I said, absolutely, let's have her on. And her name is Dr. Linda Lancaster. She's a naturopathic and homeopathic physician, and she founded Light Harmonics Institute. And that's an energy medicine clinic and educational center based in Santa Fe, New Mexico, one of my favorite towns. If you haven't gone there, you have to go. It's just awesome. I'm so jealous, but we'll talk about that later. She has training in Ayurveda, yoga. I'm going to have to ask her this one, medical radiesthetics. We'll have to ask her what that is. Anyway, subtle energy healing, counseling, integrative medicine, all sorts of things. But let's get into it. First, I'm going to show a copy of her book. It's called Harmonic Healing, Restore Your Vital Force for Lifelong Wellness. So this is a copy of her book. You guys can find that online. And I have pages and pages of questions here. So let's jump right into it. Welcome, Dr. Linda, to the show.
Oh, thank you, Sharon, for inviting me.
Now, I know I totally messed up your training, but I think that's just, in my mind, a minor part, because as I was going through the wisdom of your book, I was just so engaged. So first off, you know, I shared with you before we started that when you were introduced to me and the book was introduced to me, I was thinking harmonic healing. I was thinking sound healing. And then when I got the book and started reading, I'm like, wow, was I off? So let's talk about how you define harmonic healing as this lifestyle.
Harmonic healing is about resonance. So the sound part is definite, because we do react to sound. I look at harmonic healing as balancing the electromagnetic energy at the cell level. And so we have our bodies are little batteries. We have lots of batteries, millions of batteries of this electromagnetic flow. And when it's in resonance or in coherency, when everything is flowing, that's when we have energy. When things are incoherent is when things go wrong. Our vital forces is pressurized, and we start to get a dis-ease in the organs or in the parts of our body that we are weak in already. So it's good to know what our whole constitution is and what parts that we need to look at. For instance, if someone has a weak nervous system, for instance, then that's where it's going to attack, when the cells start to get weak. So this electromagnetic energy at the cell level is really where our vital force is. Our vital force is where we were, what we had when we were born. As soon as we took that first breath, our vital force came in, and that vital force was from the etheric field, the ether. The ether is the primordial sound. We are made up of ether and physicality. So we have a physical body with our organs, our skin, our bones, and then we have an energy body. And that energy body is called the etheric body. And the etheric body is really light, interpenetrating light coming into our physical parts that makes us alive. Without the etheric force field or the ether, we would not be alive. That is our life force. It's the life force in food. It's the life force in animals. Anything that's alive has an etheric field. And it can be measured in these days. Finally, when I started, it wasn't like that.
So how would one measure it? How would we know? I mean, other than us maybe feeling a particular organ or something, feeling it sort of out of whack, is there a way that we can measure that and then we know that's where we're supposed to pinpoint?
That was that radio stuff that that you didn't know what it was. So it's actually through medical radiesthesia is how I measure the field. I actually take a blood spot, a dry blood spot, it dries up, and put it in within a circle, which is a field. And there is an emanation that comes off of that blood spot. Now, here's when it gets a little, I don't like to use the word woo-woo, because it really isn't, because it really is quantum physics. So this blood spot is like a quartz crystal in a radio. It emanates as long as you are alive. If I took your blood spot and put it in the field, I would be able to measure the energy field of your body, even though you're not with me now. Because if we believe that we are one on this planet, we are all in the etheric field of the planet. So I'm able to measure energies anywhere in the planet where anybody is by only having a blood spot. And that is the part of medical radiesthesia that I only talk a little bit about in the book. I hope to talk more about it in the future. But that's how I have measured for 40 years the energy fields of the body.
Wow.
So medical radiesthesia is the practice of measuring, as well as clinical, as well as pulse diagnosis, as well as, you know, I studied anthroposophical medicine for quite a while. And there is what Steiner talked about is learning how to defocus so you can see that energy field. Mm. So when you're talking to the patient, you're also defocusing because you can see what the if the energy field is strong, if it's weak, if it's bright, or if it's dim. So I use a few methods of analyzing, but my method of analyzing heavy metals and chemicals and radiation and parasites is through medical radiesthesia, and it's quite precise. My teacher was Dr. Hazel Parcells. People can look her up. She passed at 106 years old with all her faculties in order.
Wow, 106, pretty amazing.
Yeah, still working at 105.
Oh, well, that's nice. She had a retirement time. I'm never going to retire. I just love what I do. So
I don't understand that word, Sharon. I just don't understand it.
I don't either.
If we love what we do, then work is no longer work.
Absolutely.
I'm having fun with you right now.
Oh, I'm always having fun with you too. And I'm having fun doing all my interviews. And I take it as a badge of honor when my friends call this an irrational passion. I'm like, absolutely it is. And I'm loving every moment of it. Yeah. So, well, now one of the questions I have, I'm going to read it here. I was really taken by this quote and I wanted to some more, and I think we've touched on it already, but I'm going to read the quote. The vital force exists to give you life. Your part is to take care of it, nourish it, and keep it in balance. And I just, resonated with that quote so much, because so often, sort of like breathing, we take that totally for granted. We forget this part, that we're supposed to take care of it, nourish it, and keep it in balance. And one of the major things that you talk about in the book is the nourishment of that force. Let's get into some of the tips on keeping it clean and well nourished.
First, let's talk about well nourished, and that's food. It's so important to eat food that is not contaminated with heavy metals, chemicals, pesticides, additives, and so forth. That is not the way it was supposed to be. So I talked a little bit about coherency. So the energy flow has to have a coherency so that it can be coherent within ourselves. Once there are heavy metals and chemicals or any kind of additive, or even something that's put into a can, what's going to happen is it's going to be incoherent. The food is no longer as nourishing, not even as nourishing, but it causes problems in the system. Our vital force, our electromagnetic energy, is affected by chemicals. It's affected by the chemicals in the food and also the chemical components of the good coherent food. So I'm a big pro biodynamic, not only pro, but necessary in order to nourish ourselves. The next is look at our environment. Heavy metals, chemicals, we have all of those interferences that we don't see. And those interferences that we don't see, I recommend therapeutic baths. You've probably read in the book about therapeutic baths. There's a list of baths that will neutralize all of the heavy metals, chemicals, radiation. Oh yes, you can go to an integrative practitioner and get IVs to get the metals out. But I can assure you one thing, it's coming back because it's in our environment. So the best way to deal with it is to deal with it straight on. If we use the therapeutic baths, for instance, sea salt and baking soda baths are going to be so important with 5G coming in. So wow. we are going to be getting hit with lots and lots of radiation, much more than we used to have. So the way to deal with it is to keep these levels down. You're not going to get rid of this. Don't ever try to get rid of anything. Try to find a balance. So I do a sea salt and baking soda bath once a week. I'm probably going to be upping it to twice a week with what's going on. And we can't hide from it. It's going to be everywhere. So I had said the cells are actually affected by chemicals, whether it's heavy metals, chemicals, or in a good way, strengthening by good food, or by radiations. So what are radiations? Electromagnetic energy, computer, hello.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, every day.
telephones, wireless phones, wireless electricity, and negative radiations from people.
Well, okay, let's take a rabbit hole there for a second. Negative radiations from people. I'm a firm believer in that, but let's define that a little bit more, because I'm a firm believer in there are certain people that are toxic to us. I'm not calling them toxic. They might not be toxic to others, but I'm certain. Let's talk a little bit. Let's take a rabbit hole down this one for just a quick second.
Well, these are waves of energy. If we have a good, loving energy coming out of us, people can feel that. That's a positive, and it helps ourselves to be coherent. Right? You know, if you meet up with someone who's very negative, you can feel it right away, and suddenly we feel a change because we're picking up on their vibration. You know, our vibration doesn't stop here. When a person is in pain, especially whether it's mental pain, emotional pain, and physical pain, do you know that radiation can spread out 20 feet beyond their body?
Wow. I would have thought it actually further, because when I suppose it's a compounding effect. When I walk into a hospital, I'm just overwhelmed.
Well, that's a whole nother subject, but yes, can pick up negative energies in hospitals, in bars, in nightclubs. That's where all of a lot of negativity stays, because they're familiar. It's a familiarity for that negative energy, wow. Especially when someone passes.
Now, one thing about, well, we're just going to say negative energy with people, is that it took me a while to understand what was mine and what was coming from outside me. When I first started exploring energy, something was off, but as we all do, I first started to take it personally. Like, okay, all of a sudden I'm not feeling so good, or all of a sudden I'm really sad, or all of a sudden, you know, what's that about? Until I realized that we could differentiate yours from mine, type of thing. Do you have some tips for people to understand as they begin to learn that? Because that took a while for me to figure out.
Well, you know, part of nourishing the vital force, I believe we should do some kind of meditation, whether it's walking in nature, whether it's a sit down on the ground and meditating, whether it's a breathing technique, because that is the way we clean and cleanse our system. So as we become more still and centered, then we know what's ours and what's not. I think movement is very important. If you're going to sit at your desk for 8 hours a day without any kind of movement, you're going to get stagnant. You're going to get stagnant. So our body has to move. The fascia has to move, even if it's just moving the arm up. Because it builds up, these energies build up. So it's the free flow of energy in our body. It's the clarity in our mind from doing conscious breathing, conscious meditation. And if you think meditation is too weird, then that's fine. Prayer is the same thing. If you really pray in a way of being open and giving love out and really mean it, that will come back, because what we think actually our cells feel, and what we say also our cells hear.
That has always amazed me. That's why on the show I work hard, not always successfully, but work hard to call things like healing journey or optimize and things like that, because this idea of when you're anointed with a label during the original diagnosis, it's you have, and all of a sudden it's a combination of somebody in authority, and the word haves implies ownership unless you're not real careful with, like, wait, I'm not accepting ownership of that. I can have cockroaches, but that doesn't mean I own them, sort of idea.
It's not my disease.
Yes.
You're having some dis-ease. What are the root causes of this disease? And in harmonic healing, how I look at it is we have to nourish the vital force. How do we do that? By neutralizing heavy metals, chemicals. And that sets us up for a parasitic invasion. And those parasites will then live as, and you're the host, and cause disease in your body. I have not found many diseases without some form of parasite. I have actually not only many, but any.
So describe a parasite in your version, because it's a little bit different than where my mind went when I started the chapter.
Okay. So I look at, because I'm trained in Ayurveda, I try to, if truth is truth, we want to find the truth in everything and find a way to create language so that we can all be speaking the same language. So Ayurveda, when I looked at parasites, I look at the five elements. So okay, we have five elements. We have, here's the earth element connected to worms. The water element connected to fungus. Water, you know, a fungus grows in moist, damp places. So now we're on the water element. Then we have fire element, that's bacteria. Sometimes there's so much bacteria in the gut, and it causes a fiery fire in the system, too much fire, inflammation, infection, fever. Then we have the air element, And the air element has to do with the microscopic parasites, the ones we don't see. They're kind of invisible to us, such as filaria, such as amoeba, such as spirochetes, which is the root cause of Lyme's disease. The root cause is spirochetes. That's the air element. Then we have ether. And ether has to do with virus. And there's more and more viruses that we are exposed to and also being injected with. So we have the five elements, and they happen to be these fingers too. This is the earth. This is the earth finger. This is the water finger. This is the fire finger. This is the air finger. And this is the ether. Ether came first. That's what we're talking about. And virus came later. So I look at this as the development of disease in man, of how we went into these, we were brought into the disease processes through the five elements. And each of the five elements, as you, if you continue to get that type of parasites, whether it's fungus, then look at the water, look at, that's the feeling. That's the element where all the water of the body, the rhythm, the emotions are. So unless we deal with the emotions, candida and fungus is going to keep coming back. So I look at clear the heavy metals, clear the chemicals that these are sitting in, and then clear the parasite. And there's several ways of doing that. And that, of course, is in the book. Right. We have a whole chapter on parasites because I find it so important to clear those parasites so we can bring back our digestion and repair the digestion so that we can then digest the good food we're eating, so then we can regain our strength, and then the disease process will begin to resolve.
Absolutely, and thank you for describing that, because when I hear the word parasite, I only think of the worm or something similar. So I wanted you to
and go into something to think about. People think we don't get worms, but yeah, we do.
With all the travel people do these days, and pets. Well, we need to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Dr. Linda Lancaster about her book, Harmonic Healing, Restore Your Vital Force for Lifelong Wellness. We'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's P-I-N-K-Y chenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with Dr. Linda Lancaster. She's a naturopathic and homeopathic physician and the author of the great book, Harmonic Healing. If you're watching us on video, there's a cover there for you. And she's been sharing all about dis-ease, the energetic field. And then we got into the idea of all the little invaders that can cause calling them parasites, but all the little invaders that can cause us this dis-ease. Now, one of the things I found, and you alluded to it, I want to get deeper into, is that one of the main causes of dis-ease is when this beautiful digestive tract, you know, the whole tube from in to out, gets out of balance. So let's talk about some ways that they're finding that most autoimmune, this is the science of Sharon, but in all my studies, they said most autoimmune has some root causes in digestion. So let's talk about some of the issues you found with digestion.
Well, I like to focus mostly on the liver. That's the fire of the digestion. It's the seed of the digestion. We can talk a little bit about the stomach and the pancreas in a minute, but this book is focused on cleansing the liver because I think it's so important for everyone to cleanse the liver. What does the liver do? The liver processes proteins, carbohydrates, fats, and stores vitamins and minerals. So we have to be able to do that with the liver for it to be processed. The liver is a filter. It filters also out heavy chemicals and contaminants that are in our body. More important for me, and the way I look at harmonic healing, is the liver, and this is not very well talked about or very much talked about, is the fact that the liver is an esoteric organ. It's connected to our mental will. The liver not only processes food, but processes emotions and mental thoughts. That's why a lot of times the gallbladder will get so clogged or backed up, because the gallbladder is not able to process all of that emotion. You know, in Shakespeare, Shakespeare wrote, "The gall of him." So there's this anger part that goes with the liver and the gallbladder. So as our liver starts to get cleansed, we are able to process a lot of that anger, a lot of our disappointments, a lot of our sadness. So if we're going to be healthy, body, mind, spirit, emotions, then we need a clean liver to work. All of the spiritual people who are working hard to do yoga and meditation, unless their liver is clear, they're not going to process these thoughts and feelings, because it does have to go through this filtering system of the liver. So the liver is important in our digestion, in processing in our digestion. The stomach is important to have enough hydrochloric acid to be able to digest your protein. If there's a low-grade bacteria from food poisoning 10 years ago, you won't have hydrochloric acid. Or if you're having aluminum, if you're wrapping food in aluminum, if you're cooking food in aluminum, if you're going to countries or restaurants, even restaurants in America are using aluminum pans. And so that aluminum is getting into our stomach, and the aluminum has a low energetic frequency, which will create alkalinity in the stomach, which we do not want. We want acid in it, in the stomach, so we can process our proteins. Then we look at the pancreas. Is the pancreas processing? Is the pancreas giving us our enzymes? Is it integratively correct to just to give pancreatic enzymes? Or is it looking at the pancreas and seeing other ways of getting that pancreas to work? Pancreas has all to do with our love. It is all to do with how we take in the food, how we bow, and blessing the food as well. So it's a whole process of taking care of our mind, taking care of our emotions, and helping our poor digestive system, which is the solar plexus chakra, which is the solar plexus where our light shines. You know, the solar plexus chakra is like a sun, a beaming sun. Unless it's dark, then it's not shining. So in today's world, Sharon, we need to do regular liver cleansing. And I just don't mean like a week and do a liver flush. No, it's ongoing maintenance of good food. It's ongoing maintenance of clearing heavy metals that are interfering with our digestive process and clearing any culprit that may be there, such as yeast, candida. So these are all interferences with our digestion. One of the things that I like to say is, unless we're digesting our food, we are not digesting our life.
Oh, wow. Because I'm thinking a lot of autoimmune, they say, centers around the gut and digestion and elimination of the elimination part of digestion. And it's so powerful to hear that there's more to it than just the intake. One question I wanted to take another rabbit hole on, though, is food. There's so many questions I have around food these days. I know about organic, and yet when you read about that, really all it means is that it hasn't been sprayed, and yet our soil is so depleted that oftentimes it's not the quality, I'll say, our grandparents or our forefathers were eating. So what are some ways, some of us cannot raise our own food, what are some tips that you have for finding really quality food?
Well, of course, look for organic, because we don't want the contaminants in the food. But know your source. Know your source. I like you growing my own when I can in the summertime, or a farmer's market. I like to know my source. You know, with radiesthesia, the practice of knowing energy, you can actually measure the energy of food. So I kind of know what food is good and not good. Let's take it one step further, because biodynamic is only now coming up. And biodynamic farmers do nourish the food, and they also plant according to our planetary solar system. When the certain times of the moon, certain times of Venus, of Saturn, they actually have a connection with the higher force fields. That is an old paradigm of saying that our soil is no longer good enough to grow good food, because we've been doing this organic thing for a while. So if you can get a farm that's been organically growing food for the last 15, 20 years, the food is usually good. But people who have just started, no, it takes a lot of years to clean up the soil, and hopefully they're doing different methods to do so. Mother Earth is amazing. Mother Earth will rebuild the soil if you just give her a chance. The nitrogen comes from the sky to nourish, to make the green beans. I mean, there is more forces than just the soil. The sun, the kind of water, all of that is part of growing in organic farming.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say about, I know Mother Nature will, if you just give her a chance, and I like to say the body is part of that. The body, if you just give it a chance.
Sometimes my best treatment is wait. Wait. I usually say, if it's more than 3 days that you're having an issue, then I want to hear about it. But usually it will resolve if we're doing the right things. Mm-hmm. So it'll resolve if we're eating properly. And you know, part two of the book, the whole part two is about food, how to cook, how to prepare menus, what's necessary to feed this Mother Nature body, because Mother Nature heals. We are nature. Mother Nature heals us.
And I just, for those on YouTube, let me open it here. It's also got a bunch of recipes. So I'll just see. It's got a bunch of recipes in the
from
back.
My kitchen. Those recipes are from
my Dr. kitchen. Yeah.
My kitchen for many, many years. Since I started cooking at 12.
No, and they're great sounding recipes. Although I do have a question about food allergies. Oftentimes, gosh, now you hear, you know, no gluten, no sugar, no dairy, no this, no that. And pretty soon you begin to like, well, what is left? What are some ways that we know something more individual than just these sort of pronouncements of eliminating entire food groups?
Well, I can tell you one thing. If you've got parasites in your system, you are going to be allergic to dairy. There are constitutions as well that will always be allergic to wheat, but I don't think it's the whole population of America. Although although the wheat in America, we need to really be careful. Like so many people say to me, well, how come I can go to Italy and have pasta in Italy and nothing affects it? It's because the quality of our wheat that has not turned around, especially with that GMO bad word.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what is always strange for me is when people say this whole long list of things they don't eat, part of me just wants to say, what do you eat?
I try to stay on the positive side. But what I do say is most of your diet should be vegetables. And they should be organic vegetables. And then enough protein to support your body. And depending on how hard you work, enough carbohydrates to give you the energy to do your work. I mean, a guy who's digging ditches is going to have a different diet than us sitting here the way we are now.
Now, have you found that with people that are allergic to individual foods that might be labeled as good, and yet if you were to tell your nutritionist, no, I'm putting all of these good vegetables in there, how do we find out if there's maybe a particular, I'm thinking of a particular vegetable for me that causes me symptoms, although it's labeled as a good vegetable. So,
like broccoli, for instance.
Minus spinach, but yeah.
Yeah, but there's reason for that. We need to know ourselves. There are so many vegetables to choose from. And if you're not feeling well with eating broccoli or spinach, then just avoid it. So have Swiss chard or, you know.
It was a process of elimination for me to find out it was spinach, though. That's sort of the problem when you're eating a meal. Either it's mixed in with other things, or is there tests that people can?
Yes, but I want to ask something about the spinach. Were you eating it often?
No, okay. Wasn't a thing that I really enjoyed.
That will create an allergy when you eat something too much. Mm. You can create your own allergies just by doing that. But there are definitely blood tests to check for allergies of food. But I find it's always changing. So I like to teach people how to either muscle test for their food, rotate the foods and see how you feel. Allergies will stay in the systems for 3 days.
Oh, so then that way you know that it's something from within the last 3 days.
Yes.
Wow. Fascinating. But, you know, it's fascinating to me around food, though, when we're talking about specific foods and allergies, and you said that they come and go. Does it come and go rapidly, or how would I know that maybe I would try spinach again?
Avoid it for a while and try it once and then see. Do you react to steamed spinach or raw spinach or both?
Both.
Okay. So it's probably the spinach can aggravate the liver. It's little known about that because there's acid crystals in the spinach. You know, you can have that little, I can't describe it, spinach, steamed spinach, you just have that little thing that happens to your tongue, which you probably know more because it's more so. But if there's a liver that's not working well, you will react to spinach. That's one of the no-nos on a pitta constitution is no spinach. So it'd be interesting to check your pulse because more than likely you're not supposed to have spinach.
It could be. Could be. Because I find that fascinating that if you went to a typical specialist in food, or say a Western trained or something, and you said, oh, I'm juicing spinach and kale, and you know, you just did the long list or whatever, they would say, oh, well, that's nice and healthy. And yet I have found out through my own experience that what I can eat doesn't mean what you should eat. And I Correct. Think a lot of people need to understand that.
Food and nutrition is an individual matter. You know, we are all like little snowflakes and we all have a different pattern. So we look at, let me go back to that green drink in the morning with kale, because mm-hmm. I, across the board, do not recommend raw kale.
Wow. Okay. Tell me more.
Well, raw kale can be an inhibitor to the thyroid. And it is a very hard vegetable to digest, even if you blend it. It's a vegetable that should be cooked because the fibers are very hard. It grows like wildfire. That's why the grocery stores love it, because, you know, they could just keep supplying the kale. It just keeps coming. But it's not something we should be eating every day, especially not raw. And on every menu these days that I see is raw kale salad, or any vegetable juice that you see in the juice companies, kale is like the number one ingredient. And yes, it's green, it's got lots of chlorophyll, but it's very hard to digest. And if there's a thyroid problem, which many, many people have, because of exhausted adrenal glands, let's go to the base of why those thyroids are so exhausted. And it inhibits the thyroid. So here you got exhausted adrenal glands, and here you're trying to digest kale, and the kale is affecting our thyroid. So that's in the book. There's a little box about that. Wow. I have these ideas that, they're not really ideas. It's what I've watched over the years. How many people I have taken off of raw kale, I can't even list.
Yeah, I think that's really profound, because this idea of watching for patterns, it doesn't just have to be your physician. Watch for your own patterns too, because that's how I discovered the spinach. I'm like, yeah, this isn't working.
Self-help. What I look to do, and what the book does, is not say, you got to do this, you got to do that. What it's doing is giving self-empowerment. It's giving you a knowledge so you know where to look. And if you stick to the guidelines, it's a pretty good path to follow. I have many, many patients that have been following it for 40 years and still does the same program. There's nothing new here. This is not a fad. The way that I wrote the book is to educate. This is not a fad. This is not, okay, what's the next diet going to be? This is not a diet book. It's way to live. And it should be able to integrate with any program, any kind of medical program that's out there. If someone's ill and they don't, this is a program to follow, because it will help whatever they're doing on the other levels.
Absolutely. We need to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to find out some more of this awesome information. And I feel so much better that I dislike kale and hardly ever eat it. So I'm not feeling bad that, gee, I should be eating it. So we'll be right back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life, and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at projectforgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with Dr. Linda Lancaster. She's a neuropathic and homeopathic physician and the author of Harmonic Healing, Restore Your Vital Force for a Lifelong Wellness. And she is from the Light Harmonics Institute of Energy Medicine and Educational Center out of Santa Fe, New Mexico. By the way, as she knows, I'm super jealous that she lives there because I love that town. And that's a town I could eat my way through, by the way. Last time I was there, I just was like, you know, I could eat my way through this town. And one of the questions I have, we've been talking about some of the fads like kale. I didn't know that about kale, so thank you for sharing that. Which brings up this question. I have a friend who is like, no carbohydrates. I'm like, really, when I look at it, it's not no carbohydrates because she is eating vegetables. But will you describe what's going on with this fad of no carbohydrates? And I don't know, just saying, it just doesn't seem healthy to me, that idea.
Yeah, it's all about the liver processing those carbohydrates. And yes, you are totally correct. Vegetables have carbohydrates, some more than others, but we know our high carbohydrate vegetables as being sweet potato, white potato, squashes, and even in the fruits, bananas are high in carbohydrates. So we are getting carbohydrates if we eliminate the grain part of the carbohydrates, because we know grains are carbohydrates. And in fact, legumes as well have some carbohydrates. It takes more processing by the liver to process carbohydrates. So as I explained in the book, for the first 3 weeks, just do your protein and vegetables. Go through a cleansing and allow that liver to get it back processing all your foods again. So very often I'll find that the liver can process protein and can process vegetables, but can't process carbohydrates such as bread and anything with a grain, corn and wheat and rye and the rest of the grains. So maybe we just need a rest from the grains, but not forever a rest from the grains, because we need to have the carbohydrates to build our muscle. So the carbohydrates are for muscle energy. So we take 3 weeks off. I use a liver cleansing drink, which is in the book. There's a citrus one, and if citrus is not on your menu because of various things, such as medications, certain medications don't allow for instance, grapefruit, then do the green liver cleansing drink, which doesn't have kale in there, by the way.
Good.
So for 3 weeks, we do this liver flush, and we do this simple, no quote unquote, low carbohydrate diet. And then as our digestive process starts to work, then we're able to add carbohydrates such as whole cooked grains. Forget about baked goods, because baked goods is another animal, because it's a dried grain, much harder to digest than actually well cooked grains. Because as you're having this well cooked grain, you're actually rehydrating the grain and you're making it more easy to digest. That I explain very clearly as well. So once we start, by the way, the liver cleansing diet is no cooked fats, no fried foods, no cheese, no dairy, no nuts for this short period of time. And it's important to just give a rest. We're cleansing. So it's not like a juice fast that we're going gung-ho, but it is a food fast, a food cleansing of the liver to get the process, to get the liver's process back working. Then as we start to add some grains for another 3 weeks, then you'll see if you can tolerate the dairy or the nuts. I have a problem with nuts in general, because a lot of the vegans are just eating nuts by the handfuls, and nuts are not popcorn. It's a concentrated protein. It's a concentrated protein that we actually have small amounts of. So yes, we want to take 15 almonds and an apple and put it in your backpack, and that's what you're going to do on your hike. But to make everything out of nuts in your daily food, that's going to clog the liver.
Does that include the milks that are made? I'll put an air quote, the word milk. There's so many nut milks out there.
Yeah, very small amounts of it. We can't look at that as our protein source. You know, I look at the Ayurveda, which is really a vegan diet, very easily with whole grains and legumes and all the different varieties of lentils and black beans and adzuki beans and the different grains. You do that. If you want to be vegan, I encourage it. If you're going to be a real vegan of using cooking your grain, cooking your beans, having lots of vegetables with it. Now, on the other side of it, I don't differentiate between you need to eat meat, you need to eat vegetables, vegetables across the board, sorry. You need to be a vegetarian. That's a personal choice. And depending on where you live, if we're living in Alaska, we're not going to be a vegan. Because if you're in the mountain, in the Himalayan mountains in Tibet, you're going to be eating yak and probably fermented food because of the way they live. So there's no right, perfect diet. Every diet is an individual for you. The most important is that you get clean food and you cook it properly. Okay. Your stomach is a pot cooking on the stove. So you put the food in, and it's easier to digest cooked food than raw food, because our digestive force is so low that it's hard for us to digest raw foods. If you want to eat raw foods, I recommend it earlier in the day when the digestive fire is higher. We need to look at our digestion as fire, as water, as our five elements.
We're just about out of time, Dr. Linda. I wish we could go on and on. I'm going to give the title again. It's Harmonic Healing: Restore Your Vital Force for Lifelong Wellness. There are some recommendations. I just have to say, consult your own private caregiver, medical professional on some of the recommendations in there. But
and gentle. The idea of this book, Sharon, was peace and being gentle with your body and learning how to self-empower yourself.
Yeah, and that comes through beautifully. So, Linda, tell us just a little bit. We only have about 2 minutes left, but tell us how people can get a hold of you and find the book.
Oh, well, it's everywhere. You just look online, and book companies are selling it. We sell it as well. You can get a signed copy from us, lightharmonics.com. lightharmonics.com. I do training programs on how to measure food, on how to measure energy. As far as practice goes, I'm more interested now in teaching people. One-on-one is, I have plenty of one-on-ones. It's more important for us to get the word out and to share the peace, calm down on all this nutrition stuff, and do what makes sense. For me, this makes sense. And I have watched for 40 years people get well with exactly what I taught in the book. exactly what it
is. Again, it's harmonic healing. Restore your vital force for lifelong wellness. Everyone, join me next Friday for another adventure. Everyone, have a great week. Whatever your adventures, enjoy.
The information provided on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, including the websites understandingautoimmune.com and lifeinterruptedradio.com, plus social media, is for educational purposes only. What you read, hear, and see on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, and its websites and other media outlets, is based on experience only. The information should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, "Sorry, I'm rambling," you say, "Thank you for listening." Join us at projectforgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.